Mentioned in this video group. Finding God in all aspects of our daily lived experience. Finding God in all things. Seeks to imitate Jesus through prayer, discernment, and action. A holistic approach to both God and to life. Seeks to encounter and respond to God, present and active in the world. God desires to be in relationship with each one of us. God is constantly communicating with us and showing us more who God is. God is active in our world and in you and me now. We can come to know more of God's hopes and desires for us through reflection and discernment. Most effective when done through a daily review of one's life called the examen or the examination of consciousness. And David Fleming, Jesuit, called it a spiritual way of proceeding that offers a vision of life, an understanding of God, a reflective approach to living, a contemplative form of praying, a reverential attitude to our world, an expectation of finding God daily. So, as we are dealing with realities, we know we are, and challenges, we are living in a world in which we are constantly confronting ambiguity and change. And Ignatian spirituality recognizes this at a very deep level and invites us to engage in a process of ongoing conversion. This invitation resonates with our own experience in confronting the question of God. Many of us are growing suspicious of facile answers and arrogant claims to authority. What we need instead is an invitation to consider more clearly the personal question: who is God for me? And I'm going to go through five essential elements in Ignatian spirituality. They are the principle and foundation, finding God in all things, walking with Christ, discernment, the experiencing of consolation and resolution, and the ideal of social justice. These are the five elements I'll be touching on in Ignatian spirituality that we can use to help us grow in an understanding of our faith. So let's start with the first element.
I'm sorry, Josephine, just to let you know that this will be, all this material will be available on the website.
So, the principle and foundation. Ignatian spirituality offers us a vision. It is a vision of life, a vision of work, a vision of love. A vision that helps us see what is really true about God and about the world He created. And the Ignatian vision is contained in the spiritual exercises, the book that Ignatius assembled to help people come into a more intimate relationship
with God. The essence of the Ignatian vision is contained in a reflection at the beginning of the exercises called the Principle and Foundation. And it is a simple proposition. We are created to praise, glorify, and serve God, and by this means to achieve our eternal destiny. Such a suggestion cuts to the heart of our longing for truth. God, who is love, created everything, that is, including me and each one of you. And all of creation, including us, each and every individual of us, grows into its best self, its truest self, when thriving in a reciprocal, loving relationship with God the Creator. All creation is a gift, coming from God and leading toward God. All things in this world are presented to us so that we can know God more easily and make a return of love more readily. God is in this creation. The choices we make in our daily life in this world, they either push us away from God or draw us closer to Him. Ignatius sees God as present, not remote or detached. He is involved in the details of our life, and our daily lives in this world matter. So the principle and foundation is a life vision. It asks, what is life all about? It is a vision that directs us to the source of life. This life vision is truly the foundation of the Ignatian outlook. We move to the second element, finding God in all things. God's presence in the everyday incidents, we can call them God incidents. They open up a window onto how God intervenes in one's life history. God is everywhere. There's a quote of Thomas Merton who says, the gate of heaven is everywhere. So finding God in all things can be in conversing with someone, in walking, looking, tasting, hearing, thinking, and in everything that we do. We sometimes think of God as big, so we look for Him in the big things, great miracles, peak moments in life, visions, sweeping events that stir our hearts. Ignatian spirituality finds the sacred in everyday life. Jesus was present to his friends in quiet, ordinary ways, in acts of compassion, in conversation, in parables, in dealing with suffering, in bringing joy. God's presence is so deeply woven into everyday life that it's not always obvious. We might say that God is hidden for most of the time. Ignatian spirituality is rooted in the conviction that God is active, personal, and above all, present to us. We don't have to withdraw from the world into a quiet place in order to find God. God's footprints can be found everywhere. In our work and our relationships, in our family and friends, in our sorrows and joys, in the sublime beauty of nature, and in the mundane details of our daily lives. It's often said that Ignatian spirituality trains us to find God in all things. God is fully involved in our realities. And this perspective greatly influences how we live, how we pray. The daily grind of our everyday lives takes on transcendent importance. It's the place where we connect with God. This means that the choices we make in our daily lives either push us away from God or draw us more closely to Him. Our lives matter. I'm just giving these two questions at the moment, which can form part of your personal reflection afterwards. Where do I find God? Where do I find God? How is my relationship with God and with the whole of life? How is my relationship with God and with the whole of life? So let's move to the third element, walking with Christ. The spiritual exercises of Ignatius, which are a handbook for the making of a retreat, asks the retreatants to enter deeply into the stories of Jesus' life and to use their imaginations to place themselves in the gospel scenes. It's the same exercise that Father Nicholas this morning carried us through in our meditation this morning. This is a spirituality about sharing in the story, not only by remembering it, but also by taking part in it, in order that one might more fully come to know Jesus. Ignatian spirituality invites us to go to the heart of Christianity, to meet the person of Jesus Christ, to find in him a dreamer, an idealist, someone who also wanted to strip everything to its essence. It is through the contemplation of the life of Christ that the knowledge of the true God is acquired. Through contemplating the figure of Christ, we can start to relate to Christ often as we would relate to our peers. In prayer, we come to share with him all that troubles us and all that enthuses us. We also come to know who he was and what qualities he brought to those around him. In contemplating passages such as the healing stories, we come in touch strongly with the saving grace of God. We come to discover the true person of Jesus Christ, to love him even though his ideals pose great challenges. Ignatian spirituality invites us then to follow him, despite the obstacles which the world can present. We need to find God as our reference point, as our role model. There come times when we face constant challenges to live the Christian values clearly at the workplace, in circles where faith is not esteemed. Ignatian spirituality helps us to rekindle our ideals through a constant meditation and reference to the figure of Jesus Christ. The fourth element is discernment. And I'm considering this as a sort of preparation for tomorrow's day of reflection, which is going to be a day of discernment for you. It is important on this spiritual journey to understand that this is not a straight, easy path toward enlightenment, but rather a struggle that involves highs and lows. We are living in a time where important decisions need to be made. This is no easy task in a world which offers too many options. We not only face various options, but also various opinions about the options. Ignatian spirituality raises such questions as, how can I know what God wants from me in this decision? Is this coming from me, or is this God's will? The teaching of Saint Ignatius about what he calls the discernment of spirits is very helpful because it helps us understand that both consolation and desolation are part of the life of faith. Ignatius reminds us that God loves us deeply, the loved sinner, but also moves us toward growth even when we think he is distant. Ignatian spirituality offers invaluable insights on discernment by giving concrete guidelines in the process of making choices in the light of faith. And in the video, we're going to see, there's a video clip where you've got these concrete guidelines of discernment.